Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Oh, hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hello, Wally.
Hi, Wally. Say, did you wipe your feet off?
I got my shoes on.
Oh. Wally, your brother has been invited to the Mayfield Cotillion Dances.
Dances? Hey, can I be around here when you show him this?
What do you want to be around for?
Well, blue suits and white gloves. Man, the Beaver's going to go right through the ceiling.
Now, Wally.
Boy, there sure is going to be a lot of yelling and screaming around here.
He was invited, and of course he's going to go.
Well, okay, Mom. But on Saturday, Dan, you better be around to drag him.
Wally? Wally, why wouldn't he want to go? He'll get a chance to be dressed up and look his best and learn some manners. And he'll meet some very charming little girls.
Well, gee, Mom, any one of those creepy things would kill the deal.
Wally, you're just being difficult. What do you think, Ward?
I think I better be prepared to drag him.
No, sir. Now, tonight at supper, we're all going to convince Beaver that this is the thing to do and he's going to have a wonderful time at those dances. And, Wally, I expect your cooperation.
Yeah, sure.
Beaver, you got something in the mail today.
Gee, that's neat, Mom. I've been expecting it.
You've been expecting it?
Yeah, Dad. The goldfish I sent away for died. And I mailed it back to them, and they're mailing me a new one.
Yeah, you gotta send them back the old one so they know you're not chipping them.
Is that what came?
Yeah, well, not exactly, Beaver. You've been invited to the Mayfield Cotillion.
What's a cotillion?
It's what snobs call a dance.
Wally.
Oh, sorry, Mom. I didn't know we were working on him yet.
What's going on here?
Nothing's going on, Beaver. You've just been invited to a very nice series of dances.
Yes, Beaver, and you'll get to wear your blue suit and white gloves, and you'll have a chance to meet a lot of nice new boys and girls.
Yeah, it's real neat, Beef. And they're throwing it in the pink room of the hotel.
I'm not going. I don't care what you do to me, I'm not going. I don't care if you kill me or give me away some poor people, I'm not going.
See, I told you he'd blow his top.
Never mind, Bobby. Now then, look, Beaver. Do you think for one moment that I'd make you do anything that would make you unhappy?
Well, sure you would. Once when I was a little kid, you made me eat eggplant.
Look, Beaver. I'm your mother. Do you think I would?
Uh-uh. Because you told Dad I didn't have to eat the eggplant. That means I don't have to go to the cotillion, doesn't it?
No, Beaver, it doesn't mean that. You've been invited to these dances, and we think you should go.
Beaver, I'm sure when you get there, you're going to have a very nice time.
Well, sure, Beav. When you get to be my age and you don't know how to dance, you're going to feel like a creep.
That's right, Beaver. And your friend Larry Mondello's coming.
No, he's not. We were just saying that to make me go. Well, then when I get there, Larry won't be there. And then they'll shut the doors and they'll lock them. And I'll be stuck with all those girls.
Look, Beaver, if you like, you can call Larry after supper.
Oh, no, he can't. Now, we've tried to be nice about this and explain very sensibly why you should go to these dances. Now, it's just one afternoon a week. You're going, and we don't want to hear any more about it.
Yes, sir.
Come on, dear, I'll help you with these plates.
Wally, you think when they came back, if I started crying, it would do any good?
Nah, I don't even think it would do you any good if you got sick to your stomach.
Well, hello there.
I hope we're not late, Mr. Cleaver. I wouldn't want to make the boys late for the first dance.
No, Beaver's almost ready. Well, Larry, how nice you look.
Say thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Mr. Cleaver, for saying I look nice.
Gee, Mom, you're shoving me all the way up the sidewalk.
Come on, Larry.
Beaver, Larry's here.
He'll be right down, Dad. Mom's sticking the dirt out of his ears.
Thank you, Wally. Well, Larry, I suppose you had to go through the same thing, didn't you?
No, but I had to change my underwear. Well, I did.
Well, here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
Hello, Mrs. Mandela. Hello, Larry.
Hello, Mrs. Cleaver. Hello, Beaver.
Hello, Mrs. Cleaver. Hello, Theodore.
My, my, don't we have two handsome young men here?
Where?
You two creeps.
Come on, Wally. Now then, I want both of you to be very polite today and not make Mrs. Prescott any trouble.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, if everybody's ready, I'll drive you to the hotel.
Oh, gee whiz, Mom. It's bad enough we gotta go without our mother should drive us.
Yeah, Larry.
Oh, I think it'd be all right if they walked.
Well, whatever you say, Mr. Cleaver.
Goodbye, Mrs. Cleaver.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Cleaver.
Bye, Larry.
Goodbye, Mom. Bye. So long, Wally.
So long, dear.
Now, Larry, don't spill anything on your clothes.
Well, it was quite a struggle, but we finally got them off.
You've all seen the older ones. Suppose we younger ones have a try.
I wish I was dead. I wish she was.
Mandela.
Go ahead, Kathleen. Well, it seems as though we've run out of girls, haven't we, Mr. Cleaver?
Yeah. Should I go sit down?
Oh, no.
You may ask me for the honor.
Oh. May I have the honor?
Certainly, Mr. Cleaver.
Boy, Larry, isn't this awful?
I'll say. Even the cookies are crummy. And boy, just think, we got five more things of these to come to. Five whole more Saturdays.
Not me, Larry.
What do you mean, not me?
Well, I'm not coming to another one of these dances as long as I live. I don't care what they do to me. I'm not coming.
Yeah, I'm with you, Beaver. Let's shake on it.
Never as long as we live.
Are you boys enjoying your refreshments?
Yes, Mrs. Prescott.
Now, Beaver, I've heard enough complaining. You just put that suit on this minute.
Well, I took my bath and I cleaned my ears, but I'm not putting a suit on.
Beaver, are you defying me?
I'm just not putting on the suit.
Well, we'll just get your father up here and see about that.
Ward!
Well, then, young man, what's the trouble here?
Search me, Dad. I'm just getting ready for dancing school.
Hi, Wally.
Hi, Larry. Hey, I thought you guys weren't going to dancing school.
Well, we weren't.
But my mother called my father long distance in Cincinnati, and he hollered me into going. Hey, Wally, how come they make you wear white gloves in dancing school?
Oh, I don't know. I guess they don't want you slobbing up the girls.
Hello, Mrs. Cleaver.
Hello, Mr. Cleaver.
Hi, Beaver.
Hi, Larry.
Well, you fellas better get going. You don't want to be late for the dance.
Yes, Dad. Goodbye, Mom. Goodbye, Dad.
Did I make that big a fuss when I had to go to dancing school?
Not at all, Wally. You always used to look forward to it and even come home with ribbons.
Boy, I must have been a real square.
Hey, Beaver.
Yeah, Larry?
Well, let's not go.
Gee, Larry, we can't just let's not go.
Sure we can. Didn't we shake hands on it and everything not to go?
Well, all we gotta do is ditch it, and they'll think we went.
Yeah.
But what if a policeman sees two kids walking around in a blue suit? He'll know there's something wrong, and he'll start asking us questions.
We don't have to walk around. We can sit behind Anderson's barn till it's time to go home.
Gee, Larry, I don't know.
Well, look, Beaver. I even brought bologna sandwiches. One for you, one for me.
There's no bologna in mine.
Oh. Must have fell out. How about it, Beaver?
Well, okay. Hey, where'd you get this neat idea?
I thought it up this morning when my father was yelling at me long distance.
I thought you were going to clean out the fireplace.
Well, I was. But then I got to thinking about it, and I decided I liked a fireplace that looked lived in.
I think you're just lazy.
I guess you're right.
I think I'm going to call Mrs. Prescott at the dancing school.
Well, she will clean your fireplace for you.
I thought I'd call up and see how Beaver's doing. He went out of here so unhappy. Maybe something's wrong.
Oh, no, dear, I wouldn't do that. He objects enough already. I wouldn't want him singled out for any special attention.
I suppose so. Wish he'd take a happier attitude about it.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it. He probably puts up as much fuss as he does because he thinks it's expected of him. Right now, he's probably foxtrotting madly in the arms of some sultry 9-year-old.
Hey, you want another hunk of meat? You got any more? Yeah, I think so. Half for you and half for me. See? Isn't this better than dancing with girls?
Anything's better than dancing with girls.
Hey, look, Beef. There's a kid on a horse.
Hi, kid.
Hi, yourself.
Hey, kid. Are you a boy or a girl?
I'm a girl. You want to make something of it?
No. We just never saw a girl look like you before.
Hey, you're all dressed up. You look creepy.
Oh, we know.
Is that your horse?
Yeah. His name's Whiskers.
Are those real cowboy boots?
Sure. I'm going to be a cowboy when I grow up.
How can you be a cowboy if you're a girl?
Dale Evans is a cowboy and she's a girl.
Oh, that kind of a cowboy.
Yeah. Hey, you want to ride Whiskers?
I don't know if we should.
You're not chicken, are you?
Of course we're not chicken. Go ahead, Beaver. Sure we're not chicken.
You go first and then me.
You both can go together.
Gee, that's an awful tall horse.
Here, let me help you.
Thank you.
boy. Well, come on, Beaver. There's lots of room up here. How do you make him go? Come on, Whiskers.
Boy, Larry, isn't this neat?
Yeah, Beaver. Wally, you're cleaning the fireplace.
Yeah. Dad's making me do it for 50 cents.
Well, Wally, how are we coming?
How are we coming?
Oh, just teaching the boy the value of a dollar.
He's teaching me the value of 50 cents.
Dear, I just called Mrs. Mondello, and when Beaver and Larry get back from dancing school, I thought we ought to ask Larry to stay for supper.
Well, I think they're entitled to a little reward.
Boy, we must have rode a couple of miles.
Thanks a lot, kid. That's okay. If you're really a girl, you're the neatest girl I ever saw. You guys are okay, too.
Well, so long.
Hey, Larry, we got a little dirty.
Where?
Oh.
There. How do I look now?
You look all right. We better be getting home now.
Yeah. That crummy dance should be just about over by now.
You know, Larry, if I ever get married, I'm going to marry a girl with a horse.
Yeah, me too.
Hi, Wally. Hi, Wally.
Hi. Hey, Larry. You're staying for dinner. Hey, where you two guys been?
Just to dancing school.
Yeah?
Hi, Dad.
Hello, Mr. Cleaver.
Well, well. June, Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly are home.
Is your father making a joke?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, how was dancing school?
Just fine, Mrs. Cleaver. Wasn't dancing school just fine, Beaver?
Oh, yeah, dancing school is just fine.
Beaver, your suit, it's all wrinkled and mussed up.
Well, they played some pretty fast numbers, Mrs. Cleaver.
Boys, won't you sit down?
Beaver, look at you. You're covered with hair.
Gee, Mom, maybe some of the girls were shedding.
Ward, do you notice anything?
Yes, I do. Boys, you know, you smell like you've been around horses.
Have we been around horses, Larry?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we passed a couple on the way home.
All right, boys. Don't you think it'd be a good idea if I called Mrs. Prescott and had a little talk with her?
No, sir. I don't think it'd be a good idea at all.
Mr. Cleaver?
All right, then. Suppose you tell us where you've been today.
Yes, boys, your father and I'd like to know.
Well, first of all, we didn't go to dancing school.
Yeah, I didn't think you could get that kind of smell from dancing.
Well, where were you?
Well, you see, we were going to dancing school, but then we decided to eat bologna sandwiches behind Anderson's barn. And then this kid came along. When he was a nice kid, when he had a horse. And then we rode the horse. And then it was too late to go to dancing school. So we came home and we said we'd been to dancing school. And that's how come we smell.
Is that right, Larry?
Yes, sir. Except the kid that had this horse was a girl.
Well, this is downright disobedience. I don't know. To pretend that you were going to dancing school and then spend the whole afternoon ruining your clothes riding an old horse. I'm ashamed of you. And I'm disappointed. Both of you.
Dad?
What?
Does this mean Larry can't stay for supper?
I'll take the extra plate off.
Well, how are we coming up here?
Well, I've been working on him for over an hour, Dad. He smells real good if you don't get too close to him.
Beaver, That was a very sneaky thing you did today.
Well, I know, Dad. But dancing school is just awful. I had to get all dressed up, and then I had to even dance with a teacher. And I just hated the whole thing. But you and Mom wouldn't listen to me, and you made me go anyway.
Well, Beaver, I'm afraid we're going to have to make you do other things you don't like. But I'm sure you'll thank us for them later. I don't expect you to understand that, son. But I do expect you to trust us and to do the things we ask with as much good grace as possible.
Well, sure, Beav. Even when your parents are hitting you, they're just trying to help.
Yeah. I guess most parents do like their kids a little bit.
I think they like them a lot more than a little bit, Beaver.
Hey, Larry, what happened to you Saturday? I kind of ditched dancing school.
Well, first I had to take a bath.
Me too.
And then my mom said a lot of stuff about me being an ungrateful son and all that junk. And then I started crying, and she felt sorry for me and gave me supper.
Yeah, outside of taking that extra bath, I got off pretty easy, too. Well, I'm going to dancing school next week, even if I have to dance with Mrs. Prescott.
Yeah, me too.
You know, Larry, we ought to go back to Anderson's barn someday and meet that girl with that horse again.
No. It wouldn't be any good. Well, we'd have our regular old dirty clothes on, and the girl probably wouldn't even remember us. And even if she did, it wouldn't be any fun again, because we wouldn't be ditching anything.
Yeah. I guess that's a kind of day you can only have once.
Beaver's friendship with Larry Mondello is jeopardized in basically every episode in which Larry appears. But in this next episode, it really, really gets jeopardized. Stay tuned for episode 100, Larry's Club, coming up next on TV Land. ¶¶